The Senate Intelligence Committee began hearings today on the nomination of Porter Goss to head the Central Intelligence Agency. He certainly got a good resume for the job. He actually used to be a CIA agent, and he chairs the House Intelligence Committee. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol. Democrats on the Senate panel are asking if he's too close to the CIA and the Bush administration.
With his white hair slicked back and a flag pin on his lapel, Congressman Goss sat flanked by the two Democratic senators from his home state of Florida, both of whom heartily recommended him to head the CIA. The 65-year-old Goss also got a warm welcome from the panel's Republican chair, Pat Roberts. He noted that Goss's nomination comes as Congress is attempting to vastly overhaul a battered intelligence establishment.
We don't know how or when reform will be enacted. Until then, we need a strong director of Central Intelligence with the necessary skills to manage a community which is in dire need of a leader. The unique background of Congressman Goss will serve him well as he meets these and many other challenges while directing our intelligence community.
But Democrats on the intelligence panel gave Goss a chillier reception. The panel's top Democrat, Jay Rockefeller, noted that Goss earlier this year wrote an opinion piece attacking John Kerry's record on intelligence spending. Rockefeller also noted partisan speeches Goss made in June attacking Democrats on the House floor.
Congressman Goss, having reviewed your record closely, I do have a number of concerns about whether your past partisan actions or statements will allow you to be that type of nonpartisan, independent, and objective national intelligence director that our country needs.
Goss responded saying that, quote, perhaps at times I've engaged in debate with a little too much vigor or enthusiasm.
Rest assured, however, that I do understand completely the difference in obligations the position of DCI carries with it and that which the role of congressman carries. These are two completely distinct jobs in our form of government. I understand those distinctions, and if confirmed, I commit myself to a nonpartisan approach to the job of DCI.
In fact, Goss said his natural preference has always been to be nonpartisan. He also defended his record under a barrage of questions from Democrats. They asked about his initial opposition to an independent 9/11 commission, and also about his having suggested that Congress examine the issue of using the foreign intelligence apparatus in domestic counterterrorism efforts. It's expected the panel will approve his nomination, and the debate will then move to the Senate floor later this month, when the entire Senate would vote on his nomination. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.